On this week's episode of Cultivating Her Space.
Being educated in a business, it's like a thin line to know what's going on and still maintain yourself as an artist. But you want to be aware of what's going on so you won't get effed at the end. You know what I mean? So it's very important that you ask questions. It's very important that we know what's going on.
Today's episode is sure to provide you with motivation, inspiration, or a fresh perspective. If you have any aha moments or appreciate anything from this episode, please leave us a review to let us know we're on the right track. Also, we release episodes every Friday, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes and visit cultivatingherspace.com to access our exclusive after show and other bonus content from the Patreon tab.
Welcome to Cultivating Her Space, a podcast dedicated to uplifting women like you.
We're your hosts,
Dr. Dominique Broussard, a college professor and psychologist,
and Terry Lomax, a techie and motivational speaker. In a world where Black women are often misrepresented and misunderstood, please join us as we initiate authentic conversations on everything from fibroids to fake friends and create a safe space where Black women can just be.
Hey lady, it's Dr. Dom here from the Cultivating Her Space podcast. Are you currently a resident of the state of California and contemplating starting your therapy journey? Well, if so, please reach out to me at drdominiquebroussard.com. That's drdominiquebroussard.com to schedule a free 15-minute consultation. I look forward to hearing from you.
Today, we have a special guest, and I feel like my inner child is freaking out right now, okay? Tamika Scott, the illustrious artist renowned for her multi-platinum accomplishments as a singer, actress, and author, stands as a prominent figure in the music and entertainment industry. As a cherished member of the iconic group, Escape, she has carved an indelible path to stardom. Her star shines even brighter with her captivating presence on the reality show SWV and Escape, Queens of R&B, capturing the hearts of audiences worldwide. Notably, her magnetic persona graced the stage of Watch What Happens Live, leaving a lasting mark in the hearts of fans. Stepping into the limelight with remarkable finesse, Tamika Scott is set to captivate audiences once again with her forthcoming role in the eagerly anticipated BET Plus Swirl Films Holiday Extravaganza Christmas Ringer. But we're not done yet, y'all. There's more. Simultaneously, she brings her vibrant energy and unique perspective to the airwaves as a guest co-host on the nationally syndicated radio phenomenon, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, stepping in admirably during DeBrat's maternity leave. Today, we're going to talk about her latest single, Tonight, and the leading male in her video, her legacy, and so much more. Tamika Scott, welcome to Cultivating Her Space.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
So good and so excited for this conversation.
Yes, we are so ready to dive into this conversation. And so we're going to start the conversation with our quote of the day. Now, Tamika, we have been in your social media. We've been watching videos, getting ourselves fully immersed in your life. So this quote comes from a video on Instagram, and it was a snippet. You were given a word, but these two words I feel encompass your life and what we're going to be talking about today. So our quote of the day, choose wisely. I'm going to let that sit there, let folks marinate on that for a little bit, and I'm going to say it one more time for the folks in the back. Choose wisely. Now, Tamika, when you hear those words and you think about your life experiences, what comes up for you?
Choices. You know, in life, there are choices. We make choices when we're younger.
that affects us when we're older. We make choices when we're older that affects us. And not only when you're older, it not only affects you, but it affects the ones who depends on you, like your kids or people that look up to you or family members. So I was, y'all got me there. When I said, choose wisely who you trust. You have to choose wisely, you know, because we have so many choices. We have so many people that come in your life. You don't know if they're real. You don't know if they're there to love on you or they're just to be gossipers. So you have to be, even when falling in love, you have to choose wisely who you fall in love with, who you lay down with, who you listen to in the bedroom with. So it's like, yeah, girl, I'm at that age now that I have to pay attention, close attention to everything that I say, everything that I do, everyone who I trust. So yeah, that hits home for me real hard.
That is so powerful. You done started preaching already. Okay, just started preaching already. A couple minutes into the interview. Dr. Mika, many of us are familiar with your background as a member of the iconic girl group Escape. But for those who are not familiar, who is Tamika Scott and what's your origin story?
Tamika Scott is a little homegirl from the streets of College Park, Georgia, from the hood, born and raised. I'm a preacher's daughter. So I grew up in the church. You know, growing up, we couldn't listen to R&B. We couldn't wear jeans. We couldn't wear makeup. We couldn't wear nail polish. It was so many no's, like, you can't do this, or you're going to go to hell. So it was like, it was a lot of stuff we were afraid to do. We grew up, my parents, they raised us in the dark. I want to say in the dark. They kept a lot away from us that we learned a lot growing up. You know, it's so funny because I didn't know what, like, high school, like, after graduating high school, I went to visit, like, my cousin in college, and they were talking about a friend of theirs got in trouble because they found a roach in their dorm room. And I was like, they found a roach? And they got in trouble because of a roach? Now, we know what a roach is now. You know, a roach is considered weed. But I was so green. I thought the roach was an actual roach. I was like, oh, man, y'all got to keep this phone clean. That's what I was thinking. But, you know, so I grew up real naive growing up in the church. But, you know, they say life is a teacher. And a lot of things I experienced, I learned through experience because my parents, I guess they tried to shield us. But I always said when I had kids, I wasn't going to do that to my children. I was going to be able to explain things. If I say no, after that no, I'm going to have an explanation, not just because, you know, and I said, oh, no, because, no, just no. No, no, because this can happen. You know, if you do it this way, this may happen. But honey, my parents said no. And when they said no, that's all it was. That's it.
And so growing up in that type of environment, right, mm-hmm. where you feel a little sheltered, but then you move into being a part of this amazing, iconic band, girl group, right? What was that transition like from being pretty sheltered growing up in the church, not really being able to listen to R&B, and now you're in a group? We know the lyrics to these songs that y'all were singing. Like, how did you make that transition?
Well, my parents had been divorced. They got divorced when we were like 12 and 13. So that's when my sister and I started really just listening to secular music. We were able to start wearing pants and, you know, we dabbled in lip gloss and we're able to hang out with our friends. So by the time we started singing, you know, we was a little bit more aware of certain things. But even now, I know every time I say this, the girls be like, oh, you knew. Like, certain songs when we're singing, now I'm at this age, I'm like, you're my little secret. That's how we should keep it. It's on everybody's mind about you and I. Like, we got our butt kicked singing songs like that, girl. We could have been beat down, but Jermaine wrote that song. And we were young. We were like, you're my little secret. We just singing, not even understanding that if people don't got killed for being little secrets, boo. If people don't got beat down.
Down to the ground.
All the way down for being a little secret. So Jermaine was setting us up, baby. He was setting us up.
Hey, lady, it's Terry here. Dom and I want to take a moment to thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. We love you for real, and we want to give you a chance to learn more about what's important to us. So
Tell us what you think about this.
Imagine a world where you have a chance to get featured on the Cultivating Her Space podcast and share your business, brand, or perspective with millions around the globe. Imagine joining our monthly virtual video check-ins where you can connect with like-minded Black women like you and share your ideas and episode suggestions with Terry and I. Now I want you to imagine a world where you're in the exclusive Cultivating Her Space Sanctuary Slack channel, and throughout your day and week, you are conversing with us about what's happening in your life and sharing funny gifts and your personal wins. How does that sound?
Hopefully this is up your alley, lady, because we are taking things to the next level this year and we're doubling down on investing in our community. That means you.
Yay!
We want to meet you, connect with you, and create communities of genuine women who love on Black women and push our culture and movement forward. We launched this podcast in 2019, and to date, we have not missed a week. We've been great stewards of our platform, all while working full-time and navigating our own ups and downs. We release fresh new content every single Friday, like clockwork, and we have hundreds of valuable episodes and workshops that can really help you uplevel your life. So if you love our mission or you've gotten value from us, we invite you to give back and help us push this community effort forward. Visit herspacepodcast.com and click Patreon. You can learn more about our goals and exclusive offerings on Patreon. And we highly, highly encourage you to join the Sister Frontier so that you can get some one-on-one time with us. We also have an option for you to donate on a one-time basis if that meets your needs. Again, herspacepodcast.com, and you can click that link that says Patreon. All right, lady, we'll hop right back into the conversation.
That is too funny. And I, with a preacher as a grandfather, I definitely remember those days of us not being able to do any of that stuff. So that's just bringing back memories. Now, Tamika, you recently filmed the SWV and Escape Queens of R&B season, and it was explosive. Will there be another season? Can you share any updates? And then also, we want to be mindful or just delicate about this question around your sister. But how are you navigating that as well? Because I know that many of us have situations where you may have to cut off a family member. You have a situation where it's like the energy really isn't matching up. How do you navigate that? So that was like a two-in-one question about the series and then navigating the relationship with your sister.
Well, the SWV show, I really wanted more out of it than that came out of it. We really went into it thinking that we were going to be able to get along and just produce a show that no one has ever done before. And we were excited, but, you know, unfortunately it didn't happen that way. But what I can say is we're all winning right now. Black Girl Magic, you know, SWV, they're on tour right now. They're winning. You know, my group, we're winning. We're doing shows and we're doing things outside of the group. So I just feel like Black Girl Magic right now, it didn't happen the way that we wanted to, but at the end, we're still all thriving outside of that TV show. And as far as like my sister and I, you know, families, we go through things, you know, we have our ups and we have our downs. You know, sometimes people need time to try to figure some things out. And, you know, we're trying to navigate. So right now we're just praying and just asking God for guidance on how to navigate through, you know, the dysfunction that the world saw. But yeah,
that's the best way to handle it. Totally understand.
Yes, yes. I'm going to take us back again. When you think back to when you first joined the group and you all were really young and you're out here touring, what was like a favorite memory of being out on tour and just being a part of such an iconic group? Oh my goodness. I think one of my most favorite, I have a lot of great memories, but I think one was when we did the Essence Awards and we met Michael Jackson. So, you know, we all grew up like Michael Jackson was like, oh my gosh, he was like everybody's idol. So we performed and when we were performing, he was in the audience and he was waving his hands. We were like, Michael Jackson is rocking with us. That was like so huge to us. I would never forget that. Even like on the side of the stage before we went on, you know, at that time, the Cosby Kids were huge. You know, that was the show that we grew up on. And I remember my sister and I, we was on the side of the stage and we were nervous.
we're looking at an audience and we're looking at all the people. We saw Denzel Washington. We saw, it was just a lot of famous people that we have not seen before. We were getting ready to go perform. So we were just sitting there and we were nervous, and Bill Cosby walks up behind us. He put his hand on our shoulder and he's like, y'all nervous? We turned around and we was like, it's Bill Cosby. We was like, yeah. He was like, y'all be nervous. Y'all are going to kill it. So we were like, y'all, we just spoke to Bill Cosby. Like we were just so excited. And then even that same day, I was sitting and I was talking and Will Smith came up to me and he was like, hi. And I looked and in my mind, I'm like, oh gosh, this is Will Smith. He just said hi to me. And I said, hi. And he put his hand out and he said, oh, Will Smith. And I said, I know who you are. He's like, hey, who you are? I said, I'm Tamika. He said, listen, when you're out here, you introduce yourself to everybody. I never know who you're going to meet. And if somebody walked past us and he said, hi, he said, this is Tamika Scott. And he said, and he introduced me to the producer of the show. So he was like, learn to introduce yourself and remember the names. And I was like, you know, that stood with me for a long time. But, you know, it's a lot of different memories that we had that stuck with me. Great memories.
That is so amazing. That is so amazing. And Tamika, we want to dig in more, but we want to shift up the energy a little bit, okay? So, okay. Tamika, because we recognize, appreciate, and celebrate the multifaceted woman, and we believe that it's okay to be bougie and classy and ratchet, and you can still be elegant and dance to strip club music if you so choose. So, Tamika, we want to invite you to the OU Blatchet segment. So, do you take on the challenge?
Girl, I'm scared. Yes, I will take on this challenge, girl.
Yes. Okay. We got her, Dom. We got her. Okay, so, Tamika, this is what you can expect. We are going to ask you three questions. We're going to share three sentence completions. And then we have some photos pulled up of you from social media. And we're going to share one of these photos after you choose a number out of 1 and 3. And we want you to give us more context about the photo that we wouldn't know just by looking at it. And we got some good photos, girl. So get ready.
Okay.
So we'll start. We're going to ease in. I'm going to start with question number one. Question number one is, what's the best piece of wisdom or advice you've ever received?
Put God first. In everything that you do, put God first and have faith.
Yes.
Is that Siri trying to get in on the conversation?
Siri is trying to jump in on that conversation.
Siri's trying to get into the conversation.
Right, she stayed on it.
Siri said,
what
amen.
Just happened?
Okay.
Well, we will see if Siri wants to answer this question. So we have two words for you. I'm sorry, four words for you. Two options. Twerk or two-step?
Twerk.
Hey,
I'm twerking, baby. Every twerking for my love.
I know that's right. Go ahead, girl. Hey, we see you. Okay, so we're gonna get a little spicier. Last question for this segment is, what's the sexiest item you own?
The sexiest item I own. I think I would say not own, but I guess I can say I own. I would say my lips.
Okay,
y'all gotta watch on Patreon to see the smooshes, okay? Come on. Yes, Liz.
Okay. Okay, Tamika, we are gonna move on to our sentence completions. So our first sentence completion is, one question or topic I wished people asked me about more often is...
Oh, no. That's a good one. What I wish people would ask me more often? I would say my zodiac sign. Tyree said it better. I met a Scorpio.
Oh, when's your birthday?
I knew it.
When's your
November
birthday?
November baby. I'm a November baby. Scorpio in that house. You know what they say about a Scorpio.
Dom and the Scorpio too. Dom and the Scorpio. Oh,
well, it's true. It is so true.
It's true.
Y'all think it is. It is.
Yes.
Can y'all invite me into the Scorpio Club? I'm November 23rd. I missed it by like a day or two.
You're right there.
Okay. I'll try. Okay. Another time. I love that though. So Scorpio, boom. Okay, what about this, Tamika? What's the most, or we're going to go into the sentence completion. The most embarrassing thing I've ever done to get my crush's attention is?
I've never done anything to get my crush's attention.
Oh, I know that's right. Okay.
Okay. They know
Period.
Who you are. Love it. I love it. Our final sentence completion. What I love most about myself is...
What I love most about myself is I love hard.
Boom. There you go. Short, sweet, and to the point. We love it. Now, Tamika, we got some photos pulled up. But before we get into the photos, we need you to choose a number. Tamika's like, oh, Lord. Choose a number out of 1 and 3, and then we'll reveal that particular photo on the big screen for you.
Let's go with 2.
Ooh, oh, this is cute, y'all. They're all really good, but this one right here, y'all, just get ready. So, Tamika, we're going to have some people who are only listening to the podcast. So if you can describe the photo first, and then... give us some context, because this photo fly.
Girl, oh my goodness. You know what? That was the very last day of the Great Escape Tour. We toured 30 cities, and they all sold out. 30 arena cities. It was us, Tamar Braxton. It was Monica. Who else? It was, who else is on the tour? But I lost weight. Tour, I lost, because we were doing like an hour show nonstop every day. And I... got a little fussing right there. So I'm feeling myself. Oh my goodness. I was thick sexy right there. Yes. And we were signing autographs. We were signing autographs. And my husband said, look up. And I looked like, what? And he took that picture.
It's giving body. Body. Okay.
I was fine for about 3 months after the tour. Then I started gaining my weight back.
An hour every day, that's a lot, but you look bomb. You got the white on white with the sweater. Yes. I mean, belly out, it's looking good, y'all. You have to go to Patreon, y'all, to get the video. But Tamika, thank you so much for playing along with us for the OU Blatchett segment. We're going to ask you a few other questions, but we appreciate you playing along and having fun with us.
Yes.
So let's see, Dawn, where should we jump on in? We talked about the tour. Yeah, let's go to the tour.
Hey, girl. Hey, we hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as we are. But let's be real. It costs money to podcast and we got bills to pay. So enjoy this commercial break as you process what we've been talking about. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you're also supporting us.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever find that you're just trying to fall asleep, but your brain suddenly won't stop talking? Do your thoughts start racing right before bed or at other inopportune moments? It turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. You hear me mention all the time on the podcast the benefits of seeking therapy.
I've been in therapy on and off for the past 10 years, and I'll likely be in and out of therapy for the rest of my life. I love therapy because it's a great tool to process experiences, put language to feelings that we may have trouble articulating, and my favorite part is that it enables me to fill my cup and be more present in my relationships because although I usually talk to my girlfriends about what I'm going through, I don't have to use them as my therapist, and I can focus on our relationship when we're together. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/cultivating today to get 10% off your first month. That's Better, H-E-L-P, .com/cultivating. All right, I want to share something personal, and don't judge me. I don't know if it's because of my last birthday or because of how my hormones are set up after pregnancy, but I sweat so much more than I used to, and having a quality deodorant is extremely important to me. I can't be walking around in these streets funky. But let me give you the inside scoop. Dom has been using Lumi for some time, and when they reached out to us to be a sponsor on the podcast, I wanted to try it out for myself as well because Dom loves it, so I wanted to see if I would love it. And guess what? I am obsessed.
Lumi was created by an OBGYN who developed a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. Oh, and did we mention that it's also clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone? 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Oof! With Lumi, the average odor level is a 0 out of 10. I personally love the toasted coconut deodorant. I use that on my underarms and it leaves me smelling so fresh. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and the deodorant wipes. And it comes with free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code HERSPACE at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code HERSPACE.
All right, let's get back into it.
With the tour that recently wrapped, how was that experience? And what are plans to, I mean, I looked, you know, so I know that there's some plans in the future, but share with our audience, like, what's a memorable experience from this particular tour and what are plans for touring in the future?
Well, these shows were, they were a lot different because it was only three of us. It was myself, Tiny, and Candy performing. And at first, I was a little scared, you know, because, you know, my sister, she's a powerhouse. Not saying that none of us aren't, you know, but, you know, she really brings a lot to Escape. So Tiny and I had to do her parts. And at first I was like, okay, I don't know how the audience are going to, you know, receive us. But every night after night, they were like, oh my gosh, y'all did good. Y'all sound great. And they were like, you sound like your sister. And I was like, okay, all right, we can do this. So then, you know, we had a couple of sold out shows. We sold out in New York. We sold out, was it Baltimore? What was it? We sold out. And so that really, really made us feel really, really good. And being personable with our fans, we love it, you know? So we enjoying it. And we have more shows coming up. So we're not done for the rest of the year. We have a little bit more, a couple more shows coming up towards the end of the year that we're excited about. And it is our 30th year anniversary, just kicking it 2 days ago, made our 30th year. Yes, it came out 30 years ago. And we're celebrating being on So Deaf for 30 years. So Jermaine is having a So Deaf reunion in Atlanta in November. What's the date? November. Oh, it's October. I think it's October 8th. Okay. I know it's 7th and 8th. So everybody who he's ever produced, everyone who he's ever worked with will be, y'all going to see a lot of people come on this stage. And of course, Escape, we will be there. So,
congratulations.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing.
Okay, first off, y'all all look so good. I'm like, 30 years, 30 where? But like, I have so many questions. I want to know, do you feel like a legend? Like, do you realize just the impact that you've had on the music industry? 30 years? People don't stay around for that long. How does that feel?
It feels good. You know, sometimes you forget. You know what I mean? You forget. And this is just a reminder of the sacrifices that we made. You know, everything that we had to go through, the prayers that were answered. This is just the, you know, I look back and I'm like, wow, we did it. You know, we worked hard to get here. We did it. So it's surreal sometimes. It is. When you say legend, when people say, y'all legends, I'm like, we're legends how? Yeah, but it feels good. It feels good.
Y'all, I mean, but you are. And you, in addition to singing, you have so many other talents. I want to talk about your cookbook. Tell the people about your cookbook and tell us, like, what are a couple of your favorite recipes?
I have my own little theme song. Cooking with Tamika Scott. But you say, delish. That's what they say. Cooking with Tamika Scott.
I got my own theme song, girl. Yes.
Oh, I love cooking. No, that is definitely my love language. During the pandemic, I was cooking all the time. It was like 3-4 other families in our neighborhood. They would come. We were just kicking it. You know, a lot of people like, what were you doing in the pandemic? I was getting fat and cooking and feeding the neighbors. But my cookbook came from that. You know, after the pandemic, during it, I was cooking and I was posting things on my social media. And everybody was like, you cook that? Like, you can cook? I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, how did you cook this? So I was just, you know, in the computer going, telling everybody how I took And my husband was like, baby, just do a cookbook. You have the time, do it. And I did it. And it's been selling really good. I did Good Morning America. I've cooked on there. I've been cooking on a lot of places. The book is doing excellent. Cooking with Tamika Scott. You can get it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles. You can go to Target.com. It's everywhere. And it's my favorite. Okay, so there I have adult beverages in there.
Mm-hmm.
For the adults, yeah, after all. And one of my favorite chapters is called Foods That Get You in the Mood. So it's foods that help bring that libido up, get that blood flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, in the right places. Yes, ma'am. And I have little recipes that you can use to help out in that area. And I have like kid-friendly recipes, just delicious recipes for the whole family.
That is so bomb. We'll have to add a link to that in the show notes. And I know in an interview with Candy, right? You were talking about how every recipe has a story. We don't have access to the book right now, but do you add some of those stories into the cookbook as well?
Yes. Every recipe has a story. It's a story about my group. And it talks about how being on tour, how hard it is to find something to eat. And I don't want to give it away, but it's things about my group, about my... I have a funny one about my husband. My husband, he's from New York, right? And I'm from Georgia. So, you know, Georgia, we eat all types of food. And I remember one time I was like, I'm going to make some squash. And he was like, squash? I don't even eat my mama's squash. And I was like, okay, I vowed that day to make him eat his words and my squash. And I made a squash casserole and made his plate. He's watching the game. And he was like, oh, baby, it's good. What is it? And I was like, you just ate squash. You know, it was like, I felt accomplished. So I have like stories in there about that, and I have the recipe, just fun stories, my kids, my mother-in-law, I got her fried chicken. When I tell you, she made the best fried chicken in the world. Hands down, Gigi's fried chicken. I have her recipe in there. So there's a lot of stories that's attached to the recipe. That's fun and entertaining.
That is so amazing, and it does sound fun and entertaining. And speaking of that, you're part of an impressive ensemble cast in The Christmas Ringer. What inspired you to start acting?
I love acting. I think I'm a better actress than a singer. I started, growing up, my sister was the singer. She was known in our house, like, everybody looked at her like she was a singer. And they were like, okay, you could do my Easter speeches. I would get standing ovation because they would make me go laugh. You know, at church, in my Easter speech, because I always was like, Jesus through the sun and then the stars. Like, I was always animated when it came to that. But my mom and dad didn't put no time in grooming me to act like they did my sister. They put so much more time in trying to get her to sing. She was the singer out the family. So, but I really loved to do it. When the group disbanded in 1999, I was able to go and be a part of Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns. I was in Donald Gray's Strangers in My House that was on BET. I was able to do a lot of acting. So you about to get knocked out.
I saw the look. I was about to say, uh-oh.
Yes,
that look.
That look. So in terms of this particular holiday film, like, what attracted you to this particular role and what can viewers expect? This role came by default. Kiki here was supposed to be the lead role and she fell ill. So they went and the production company went and they got this other gospel, Leandra, I don't know her. I don't know her last name, but Leandra, the one they were singing, wrote out. She was supposed to do it. The day of shooting, she fell ill. So the producer called me and was like, hey, I was literally headed to see my grandkids. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm here to go see my grandbabies. He's like, I need you today. He was like, I'll need you to be in this film. Keith Nils called me. And I was like, okay. He told me what the film was about. I turned around. He's like, go home, get some clothes because we don't have time to go shopping and I'm sending you your script, learn it. So I ran back to my house, got a couple of clothes. He told me about the character. And then I went on set and I was able to study like the first two scenes and I shot. And then I went home and studied more. And that's how I got the role.
So it was meant for you. That is so amazing that it happened that way. And speaking of, you know, I'm thinking about you just being a creative and artist and all these different, I want to say, pots that you have your hand in. One of the things you talked about in your interview with Candy is about being more business-minded the older you got. What have you learned and why is it so important to also balance the talent aspect of whatever creative space you're occupying with the business side?
Well, you have to know what's going on. That's how we got ripped off. from business managers, from managers before, by letting them just handle everything. Like when you hear people say, just be an artist, beware. When people don't want to educate you on certain things. And we were just artists. And, you know, at the end of the year, here come Uncle Sam like, hey, y'all owe $100,000. We're like, what? We owe $100,000 for what? You know, we didn't know because we weren't educated. So being educated in a business, it's like a thin line to know what's going on and still maintain yourself as an artist. But you want to be aware of what's going on so you won't get effed at the end. You know what I mean? So it's very important that you ask questions. It's very important that we know what's going on. It is.
It is. You are absolutely right. And we see that from our perspective, too. And so what would be, you mentioned like there's, it's important to ask questions. So for a lot of our listeners who are maybe wanting to branch out into singing or acting, what would you say are the questions that they should be asking when they're being offered a potential contract?
Cool, girl. First of all, get you a good entertainment lawyer. Get you an entertainment lawyer that understands the language, because you're not going to understand it. I can look at a contract right now and be like, why they put these words in? That don't even make sense. Just make it plain. Make the contract plain. You know what I mean? They don't. So you do need someone who understand that language and learn yourself. It's so many books. Pick up books, read, study. There's so many places you can go. Do you want to go to school for entertainment? Go to school for it. Surround yourself around that type. If you want to do studio, go to a studio. Ask questions. Like, let me sit behind the board. You know, show me how this works. You know, sometimes you got to put yourself in it to understand it. But don't go off of, oh, you don't need to do this because, no, let me handle it. No.
Now, that makes perfect sense. I love when you were telling the story. You asked, I think it was a manager, you asked him to see a receipt when y'all were on tour. He's like, let me see that receipt. And he was kind of apprehensive. And then he gave it to you like, y'all got light bulbs on here. What is that for? And just getting clarity, like, what are you spending money on? And if it's not related to us, then we don't need to be paying for it. So That's so important. Thank you for emphasizing that.
People will spend your money like it's Monopoly money. Mm-hmm. But you're paying
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Samiko, what would you say is your favorite topic to talk about, or what's something that many people don't know about you? Whichever question you want to answer.
I like to say I'm a glam mom. I have three beautiful glam kids, baby. Yeah, three. I'm a glam mom. I'm a mother. I'm a mominger. You know, I manage my daughter, young Naya. She's an upcoming rapper. Naya, you can follow her. IG, official young Naya. She's a lyricist, beautiful spirit. You know, you'll get a chance to see her. You know, she's acting. She's doing a lot of things. So I'm a mominger. I have my own label, Brolic Entertainment, my husband and I. And I have a new single out featuring Method Man that's on my label. So, and not just that, young Naya, she's on the label. And my husband put out a inspirational song called Sunshine. And he put out a song called Black Queens as well, all on the label. So.
Oh my gosh, you were doing all the things. And I have so many questions about all the things you're doing. But what I want to know is, how do you take care of yourself when you are being a glam mom and a momager and you have your own entertainment company, plus you're singing and acting and cooking? And like doing all of these things, when do you and how do you make time for Tamika?
Well, I make time for myself. I think time for me is spending time with my family. Like, I love and adore my children and my husband and my grandkids. So when I'm with them, it's like I sit and I be like, okay, everything that I'm working hard for, this is why I do what I do. And I just look at their faces, I look at the smiles, and I look at the laughter, and that just gives me that, to just keep going. So that is my self-care, making sure that my family is good. And then outside of that, I do have time when I go get massages, or I get my pedicures, my manicures, or I get my hair done, or I just get to go hang out with I have the same best friends from high school, the same best friends from 88, 89. So every now and then, we made a vow that once a month, we'll all get together and go out to eat, and then we can really spend time together. So I set time for important things and myself as well.
That is so beautiful. We appreciate you so much, Tamika. Before we sort of close out, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you really wanted to touch on or share with the audience?
Yeah. Yes, girl. My new single, Tonight, featuring Method Man, is available on all digital platforms. I will be performing that tomorrow. I don't know when this will be aired, but I will be performing that Times Square tomorrow. And it's available. Number 25. It came in number 3 on Apple Music when it first came out. We're 25 on Billboard Airplay right now. And I'm excited. I am so excited about this new leaf in my life.
Yes. So, the video is fire too. The video is fire. You're welcome.
Sure,
we check that out.
It is.
It's a good vibe too. What inspired the song? Like what is your sort of creative process like when it comes to creating a song like that?
It's about celebrating yourself. You know, we get so busy with taking care of the kids, taking care of the family, making sure the boss man is good, making sure your work is correct. People are in school trying to make sure those grades are right. And sometimes we forget to celebrate ourselves. So this song, I want you to know, like, tonight, I'm not worried about nothing. It's all about me tonight. So that's what the song is about. Tonight, celebrating you.
We love it. We love it. Tomiko, we appreciate you, your time, your energy, your expertise. Please let our listeners know where they can find you on social media and what's coming up next for your brand and how they can support you.
Oh, you can find me on IG, The Real Tomiko Scott. I have a YouTube channel, The Real Tomiko Scott. And you have to follow me because I have some dope things. I have like behind the scenes with me and the girls. I know I be getting on the girls' nerves sometime, escape nerves, but y'all get a chance to see them in another light before the show, during the show, sound check. I got a part with, it was so funny, Tiny Candy got to arguing about sound check because Tiny didn't come to sound check. I checked her mic. So the day of the show, her mic sounded better than all of ours. And it was like, you didn't even come to sound check and you had the better mic. She was like, well, we don't need to go to sound check. It's for the birds. So it's like showing you. Just throwing us in a whole other light. And that is The Real Tomiko Scott on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow. I am now on Threads as The Real Tomiko Scott, which is new. And then the new X used to be Twitter. They call it X now. That is Official T Scott. So you can follow me, Official T Scott, on there. And make sure you download my song tonight. It is available on all platforms. Make sure you put it in your playlist and call your radio station and request it wherever you are.
Amazing. We love it.
Yes.
We'll make sure to support. We appreciate you, Tomiko.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Please note that our show may contain conversations about self-help, advice, self-empowerment, and mental health, but is by no means meant to be a substitute for an ongoing formal relationship with a trained mental health provider. If you or someone you know is in need of mental health care, please visit the Therapy for Black Girls Directory, Psychology Today, or contact your insurance provider.
If you liked what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, visit our website at herspacepodcast.com and be sure to click the Patreon tab to get access to video content, bonuses, and our weekly after show. And before we meet again, repeat after me. I am worthy of a happy life.